News Talk 94.9 WSJM FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time, 6 o'clock. It's 81. News Talk 94.9 WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. A heat advisory in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. Otherwise sunny, hot, and humid. A high today 92. Scattered showers and thunderstorms down to 71 tonight. And then more scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high 82. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by May Oberfell Lorber. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com. Here's your top story at 6.
The first half of the year is done for state lawmakers, and they're taking a few months off for the summer, as is tradition in election years, in order to campaign. WSJM News talked with Representative Dave Pagel of Orinoco Township about what he's proudest of that the legislature has done thus far in 18.
When the federal government did their tax cut, we, in our part, also cut our taxes so that Michigan residents wouldn't lose out on the federal tax cut. So that was the right thing to do.
Pagel adds the elimination of the state's prevailing wage law, which was approved this month, will save the state money. That law required workers on government construction projects like roads, schools, and the like to be paid the going rate for union wages in that particular area. The measure had been headed to the November ballot, but the House and Senate exercised their option to vote on it, preventing a possible defeat for the proposal by voters.
Officials with the Van Buren County Road Commission spending a big part of this summer trying to educate the public about the need for additional road funding in the hope of getting a new millage approved in August. Road Commission Engineer Manager Larry Hummel tells us they're seeking an additional 3 mills for 12 years.
Levy, at least according to the Treasurer's Office, is going to be about $10.4 million. And out of that $10.4 million, about $2.1, $2.2 million gets distributed to the cities and villages off the top by the statutes.
Hummel says getting that money would enable the Van Buren County Road Commission to get the majority of primary roads in the county in good condition. Right now, about 67% of them are in poor condition. He says road funding from the state dropped to grossly inadequate levels from about 2004 to 2014. How about the road package approved by the legislature in 2015?
That bill they passed was probably, quite honestly, about a third of what truly is necessary if we even think about trying to attack the problem that's out there.
Hummel says the 3 mills being sought in August would be unique to Van Buren County, but would only amount to about $15 per month for the average property owner. We have a link to more information posted at WSJM.com.
The Marion County Health Department is reminding everyone of how to keep yourself informed about health hazards in the water. Spokesman Jillian Conrad tells us the department tests 14 beaches each week for E. coli.
There is a threshold that is set by the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality of 300 E. coli per 100 milliliters. And if we get a reading that is higher than that, that can trigger an advisory.
At Lions Park Beach this month, the level hit 400 E. coli per 100 milliliters. The beach was closed for a couple of days and then reopened. Conrad says recent rains are likely to blame for the E. coli level rising. Often that's the reason with Lake Michigan beaches. You can stay on top of which beaches are closed at any given time at a Michigan Department of Environmental Quality site called the Michigan Beach Guard. There's a link at WSJM.com.
Doubt is being cast on installing a new leader of Benton Harbor area schools.
That may have been too soon. South Haven Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Robert Herrera says he has not been offered the CEO job with Benton Harbor area schools. School board on Thursday night voted unanimously to hire him as its new leader. Board President Marletta Seitz had this to say after the vote.
Tonight is an important and transitional milestone for the Benton Harbor area schools that has been years in the making.
However, Herrera says in a statement that we have at WSJM.com, he has not been given assurances yet by the Michigan Departments of Education and Treasury about the legality of the CEO post, and says there are, quote, many factors and components that still need to be addressed, unquote, prior to him even considering taking the job. He has been working with Benton Harbor Schools as a consultant using personal leave time. I'm Michael Arney reporting.
A group of Chickaming Township residents is working to raise enough money to purchase a parcel of land next to Cherry Beach so they can keep it pristine. Cherry Beach Committee Co-Chair Susan Phelan tells us the group hopes to collect about $1 million for the 3 acres adjacent to Cherry Beach so the beach can be expanded.
Cherry Beach is one of those destinations that people who are year-round residents or people that just come up for a week in the summer know about. It's an incredible vista.
In all, the property's current owner is seeking $4 million for the land, but Chickaming Township, the Carls Foundation, the Upton Foundation, and the Michigan Natural Resources Trust Fund would also be chipping in. Phelan notes, if the effort to buy the land is successful, the lakeshore reach of Cherry Beach will be doubled.
In all of Chickaming Township, there are 7 miles of lakefront. 2% of the lakefront is public, and this dramatically changes that equation.
The land the Cherry Beach Committee is raising money to buy could be developed for high-end residential purposes if the committee fails to reach its goal to keep it public. The committee is taking pledges to help its fundraising effort now. There's a link at WSJM.com.
WSJM News Time 6:05. It's 81 Friday on Wall Street. The Dow is down 34. The Nasdaq dropped 19. S&P 500 down 10. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, we'll talk the president's ratings.
The whole is greater than its parts. That's May Oberfell Lorber, Northern Indiana's oldest law firm, with individual attorneys coming together as a team to meet your complex legal challenges. Our team is dedicated to advising you on a broad range of legal matters, focused on positive outcomes, finding quick and effective resolutions to your legal disputes. Whether it be assisting you in estate planning, real estate, personal injuries, business transactions, employment issues, or litigation, May Oberfell Lorber will provide prompt, effective representation. We're your neighbors, your friends, your local team with offices in Mishawaka and Southwest Michigan. May Oberfell Lorber, here when you need us because we're part of the community, coming together to take the complicated out of your life. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com.
WSJM News Time, 6:07, 81 degrees. Despite the turmoil surrounding the White House on a seemingly daily basis, President Trump's favorable rating remains the highest among the GOP for recent Republican presidents.
There is obviously that part of the voting population that will find no fault with this president no matter what he does. And I do think that is somewhat unparalleled in our history, but it's hard to compare eras. It's particularly hard to compare the 12-hour news cycle to administrations that existed before cable television, before satellite, before computers.
That's Eastern Michigan University political science professor Ed Sidlow.
Consumers Energy trying to reshape Michigan's energy future.
Our plan includes that we will rely on zero coal, more renewable energy, and tools such as energy efficiency and demand response to reduce the need to generate more energy. We, in fact, think we have the opportunity of a generation with this clean energy plan to reshape how energy is delivered to the people of Michigan.
President and CEO Patty Poppe says the proposed will also include the retirement of two aging coal-fired units at the Karn Generating Complex near Bay City in the year 2023. The remaining coal-fired units will retire in 2031.
Authorities on the hunt for two of three inmates who escaped at an Illinois jail by using a pipe to break through a concrete wall early Saturday morning. One of the men, 28-year-old Justin Bray, was found Saturday night hiding in an oil tank. Zachary Shock and Johnny Tipton are still on the loose, while County Sheriff Doug Meyer says the three may have gotten weapons after their escape.
We don't know what frame of mind these individuals will be in, but we certainly take it that they could be armed and they are obviously dangerous.
Three other people have been arrested and charged with aiding and abetting the escapees.
Former Trump advisor Roger Stone says he is not concerned that he did not tell Congress that he met with a Russian national offering damaging information about Hillary Clinton during the 2016 presidential campaign. Stone was grilled about foreign contacts during the campaign by the House Intelligence Committee in its investigation into Russian meddling in the election. Stone told ABC News the man offered documents about Clinton to help the campaign.
He told me he wanted to help Trump, that he attended these rallies. He really thought Trump's election was important. I said, fine. And then he said, I know where this information can be gotten, but it will cost you $2 million.
Stone called the offer ludicrous.
Disney Pixar's Incredibles 2 scores a record-smashing number one debut.
Incredibles 2 demolished the domestic opening record for an animated feature. $180 million. That's $45 million more than the previous record holder, 2016's Finding Dory. It's also the eighth biggest domestic opening for any film ever.
And we are going to rob it.
Ocean's 8 drops to second, $19.5 million there.
For the entire month of May, every year, we play tag.
The comedy Tag debuts in third with $14.6 million. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. WSJM. High school sports Saturday baseball state championship Division II, Lakeshore beating Saginaw Swan Valley 6-3. And in softball, Division II, Coloma beat Millington 7-6.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9, WSJM, depend on us. News time now, 6:10. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.